This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today we're speaking with Dr. Velimir Petkoff, a board-certified podiatrist and the medical director of Premier Podiatry in Clifton, New Jersey. Dr. Petkoff has 12 years of experience treating residents of New Jersey for a wide variety of foot and ankle issues. Dr. Petkoff, a pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Hey, hi everybody.
We're certainly doing well over here. Hope you are. Thanks for joining us here this morning. So for starters, tell us what basic foot care tips can you offer our listeners to kick things off today?
Sure. So basically what I would recommend to everybody is, you know, always start washing your feet regularly and inspect them afterwards. Also, I would recommend that if you experience discomfort, have foot pain or notice anything out of the ordinary, you should not hesitate to see a foot doctor. And when I say that, I'm talking about, you know, blisters, bruises, if you notice any sort of redness or swelling, inflammation, or if you see like an ingrown toenail or a rash, you should not hesitate to make an appointment with a foot doctor. Another thing I would also recommend is to always moisturize your feet in order to prevent cracks in the skin, which may allow bacteria or fungus to get in and spread in the skin and in the rest of the body. Also, I would also recommend that you should avoid walking barefoot and in order to prevent sprains or even stress fractures, especially when you're walking for long walks. If you don't have protective shoes, a lot of times you can, you know, cut yourself or something like that. So another thing very important is that you should know your foot through foot size. You know, when you're shopping around to get shoes, you need to make sure that you do it towards the end of the day when your feet are more swollen. And that way you make sure that you get the correct shoe size. A lot of times people tend to buy shoes in the morning when their feet are not swollen, but then the feet swell up during the rest of the day, and the shoes that they get, they don't fit the way they fit in the morning. So it's always recommend to buy shoes usually later in the day. And very important is when you wear the shoes that you wear, is that the reason why you wear comfortable shoes is because they provide good arch support and shock absorption. And especially when you do some sort of sports activities, you should also recommend that people get orthotics, which are like inserts, custom molded inserts that they can place inside a shoe, and that will better support the arch as well. So
certainly some fabulous tips to kick things off here today. Tell us, Dr. Petkoff, who should be concerned with the health of their feet?
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, there's a short answer and a long answer. I mean, the short answer usually is everybody, really. You know, it's a common misconception in podiatry that seeing a foot doctor is just for old people or just one suffering from diabetes. In my practice, I see a wide variety of patients, you know, families with young children, athletes, runners, fitness and sports enthusiasts. Also, women who have who love wearing high heels, and also elderly patients and one in need of routine foot care. In my practice, my youngest patient is under 2 years old, and my oldest is 94. So I see pretty much the whole spectrum of patients, and I always recommend that anybody should just get a, you know, annual foot checkup to make sure their feet are okay. We usually in our office we have a complimentary gait analysis where we can, you know, just ask someone to walk on a customized equipment. There's a mat where they walk on it, and we capture their gait, and we can see if there's anything wrong going on, and we can go from there to see, recommend if, you know, there's further treatment, if they need orthotics or what have you. Yes.
And thanks once again for that helpful information. Tell us, what are some bothersome signs to look out for?
Yes. There are several signs. I mean, usually the most common sign usually pain. You know, if you have some sort of pain when you're walking or running, there'll certainly be something to say, listen, you need to go and see someone to check what's going on. You know, if you have a very common pain in the feet is, you know, heel pain or pain in the arch. That's very common that I see people when they walk into the office complaining of that. Also, if you experience some sort of pain or discomfort in your toes or toenails, a lot of times patients complain of hammer toe deformities, which is basically when the toes are curling, maybe from wearing tight shoes, or sometimes it's because of a muscle imbalance. Also, patients frequently complain of ingrown toenails, as well as fungal infections in their toenails as well. And those are very common and can be treated as well. Other bothersome skin conditions that I see also, and they're very common in podiatry in general, are calluses, corns, also warts, plantar warts. That's also another thing that is very common. Cracking and dry skin, blisters, scaling and the peeling of the skin and the feet. A lot of those things can be associated with just general dryness. It could be secondary to like a diabetic condition, or patients that are suffering from an athlete's foot, they can experience those type of symptoms like, you know, scaling and itching and all that, redness. And then, anytime you notice any sort of like redness, swelling, inflammation in the foot in general, it could be due to a wide variety of things. It could be an infection, it could be inflammation. I've seen even patients suffer from gout, which is another condition that I see. Usually patients that are out of the blue, you know, they say, oh, listen, doc, I have pain in my big toe joint. I don't know what happened. I didn't injure my foot, but I remember that I drank a couple of beers the other day, and now it's painful. So a lot of times patients that are consuming alcohol, that can lead to gout. So that is a condition that can certainly be very debilitating, but it can be treated if it's caught on time. And that's pretty much it. Another thing also is very common in diabetic patients is numbness. A lot of diabetic patients suffer from a condition called peripheral neuropathy, where the peripheral nerves are slowly damaged, and that way, patients start to lose the protective sensations in their feet, and that's can be very scary, because if you step on a piece of nail or something, you may not even feel it, and then if you don't go to the hospital to see your foot doctor right away, you may develop a very dangerous infection. So that's another thing I see.
Well, certainly it's great to have you with us to cover this topic today. We are with Dr. Velimir Petkoff, a board-certified podiatrist and the medical director of Premier Podiatry in Clifton, New Jersey, with 12 years of experience treating residents of New Jersey for a wide variety of foot and ankle issues. Here on eHealth Radio's Foot Health and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, continuing on, when should a person get to the point to where they need to see a podiatrist?
Well, anytime, like I said, anytime you have any sort of pain or discomfort would be the first time that you should really think about seeing one. A lot of times, patients wait until it's a little bit too late. Like, for example, in ingrown toenails, very commonly they try to wait it out, they kind of soak their feet, see if that will go away on its own. And then it gets to a point where the toe is swollen, there's pus coming out of the toe, and it's red hot swollen. And they're like, you know, now they decide they need to make an appointment. But, you know, it's what it is. I treat it. We take care of it. I do a special procedure where I basically, you know, numb the toe. We remove the infected ingrown toenail. And I put a special medication into the nail border where it basically stops the nail from growing on that site, so that way we, you know, they won't suffer from the same problem again. You know, a lot of times patients come for just regular routine care. They have, you know, corns and calluses, things like that we need to take care of. But in my experience, just doing the routine care is not sufficient. A lot of times you need to explain to the patient why those corns and calluses form in the first place. A lot of times that can be due to a biomechanical abnormality, like a hammer toe or a bunion. And a lot of times I tell my patients that, yes, I can treat your corns and calluses now and make you feel better, but if we don't address this deformity, foot deformity that you have, those corns and calluses are just going to keep coming back. So at some point you need to either think about corrective surgery or possibly getting orthotics that can at least help the deformity or slow down its progression and things of that nature. I also see a lot of, people that have ankle sprains, for example. They, you know, that's a very common condition. Also, people that may break their toes, they hit something, and that's another thing that I also see. And obviously, I guess, the diabetic population is also very prevalent, big part of the podiatric foot care. And in our field, we also are able to provide patients with a diagnostic vascular exam where we basically are able to check their circulation, make sure that there's enough blood flow to the toes and to the ankles and to the feet, make sure that if they do develop those wounds due to the loss of protective sensation, there will be sufficient blood flow to that affected limb in order to heal the wound. And these are just some of the things. You know, I also see sometimes patients may come in where they stepped on a piece of glass or a foreign body and, you know, it's painful. They like to get it removed. That's another condition that I see as well. And these are just some of the things that we do inside the office. And then obviously I'm also surgically trained. So a lot of times patients may want to have surgery, like bunion surgery or hammer toe surgery. Those are some of the other things that I do in the hospital or surgical center as well.
Now, your practice motto is advanced foot and ankle care. Can you tell us a little bit more about the advanced technologies that are being used in your office?
Oh, absolutely. Well, I mean, the last thing you want to do when you have a foot pain is to have to go to an imaging center and, you know, basically being sent from your podiatrist's office and, listen, you got to go somewhere else to get your x-rays and come back. Now, in my office, we have a completely new digital x-ray system where there's no, the old school, we had to like develop x-rays and put them into the, you know, use chemicals and things of that nature. Now, I just take a picture and then it shoots in the image. It's shown right on the screen. So I can share it with the patients right away. Also, we have a higher resolution musculoskeletal diagnostic ultrasound on site. And then, you know, I can share those images and then also I can upload them on the patient's portal. That's another thing we have. We have a patient portal where patients can actually log in and view all of their information related to their health, you know, their chart, what medications they're taking, what orders I've placed for them. I can also prescribe medications and orders for lab tests and things of that nature all through the electronic medical record system. So it's the days are gone where you had to, you know, take a script and write it down and send it to, give it to the patient, go to the pharmacy. It's all done electronically now. And another thing we offer in our practice in terms of treatment options, and I mentioned that before, were the custom molded orthotics. But basically, in our practice, we have two ways of doing it. Before, in the old days, they would take a box and they'll press the foot down in the box and you'll send this out to a lab. Now this is all done via 3D scanner, which we have in our office. So basically patients, you know, can come in, and if it's decided that they need the custom molded orthotics, then I scan their feet, each foot, first the left and the right, and that image, 3D image, captures their entire foot structure, and that image can then be sent to the lab, and the orthotics can be made from that point. And it's very accurate, and It only takes a couple of minutes to capture the image and then send it to the lab that produces those custom ordered orthotics. And the nice thing about those orthotics is that I tend to design each pair based on the person's style, activity level, and comfort preference. And patients can choose from a wide variety of styles that come in many different materials and finishes. Certain orthotics are specifically designed for runners, for example, or gym enthusiasts and people who enjoy playing various sports. And these types of orthotics, these styles are extremely durable, providing exceptional motional control and biomechanical correction. And basically, they can, you know, these type of orthotics are very helpful to especially in patients that are suffering from plantar fasciitis or flat foot deformities. Another device that I have in my office that also is pretty cool and it's one of the latest things is called the same day orthotic machine, which basically what it is I capture the patient, he sits and I capture their foot, capture the impression of their foot and into something called like a prosthetic, which is it fits the size of their shoe. I put it on a machine and they wear a glass because there's usually ultraviolet light that is used to cure the orthotic. But after a couple of minutes, the orthotic fits into the exact shape of their foot, and they can walk out of the office with the orthotic right here and then, you know, basically same day orthotic. So that's another option for patients that usually do not require or request that many modifications, but are interested in getting the orthotics right away, and they don't want to wait a couple of weeks for those orthotics to be made. So that's another technology that we have at our disposal. And these are just some of the things. We also have a cryotherapy device in our office, which is usually used for treatment of plantar warts. We're also thinking of introducing an EPAT machine, which is a shockwave therapy machine, which is very one of the newest treatments in treatment of plantar fasciitis. We're also looking into the regenerative medicine, which is the newest way of treating heel pain and other debilitating foot conditions, such as osteoarthritis. That includes, you know, injecting some sort of a stem cells into the affected joint or heel pain, and that would stimulate the growth, you know, bringing in growth factors and basically stimulating the growth of healthy tissue and replacing the chronic inflamed tissue that's there before. So these are just some of the things that we're offering in our profession in general. These are the newest things, and I hope that this will be helpful to the patients and people, the listeners of your radio station.
Again, Dr. Petkoff, really has been great to have had you, and we all here at EPN appreciate what you do in the space and there locally in Clifton, New Jersey, through your practice, Premier Podiatry. And thanks so much for your time today. Where can listeners get further information on your practice online and also the best place to be in touch? I assume that's the website.
Our website is called, Premier Podiatry, spelled www.premier-podiatry.com. And it lists all of our foot conditions that we treat. We accept most major insurances, and we'll be glad to accept anyone that wants to make an appointment and see me.
Again, Dr. Petkoff, all the best. Thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. Certainly was our pleasure.
Thank you, Eric. Thank you. I hope you have a wonderful day as well. Thank you.
And you're more than welcome, and you too. We've been speaking with, once again, Dr. Velimir Petkoff, a board-certified podiatrist and the medical director of Premier Podiatry in Clifton, New Jersey. And for further details, visit premier-podiatry.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.